Chapter 124. The Needle. Next morning, the not-yet-subsided sea rolled in long, slow billows of mighty bulk, and, striving in the Pequod's gurgling track, pushed her on like giant's palms outspread. The strong, unstaggering breeze abounded so that sky and air seemed vast, outbellying sails. The whole world boomed before the wind. Muffled in the full morning light, the invisible sun was only known by the spread intensity of his place, where his bayonet rays moved on in stacks. Emblazonings as of crowned Babylonian kings and queens reigned over everything. The sea was as a crucible of molten gold that bubblingly leaps with light and heat. Long maintaining an enchanted silence, Ahab stood apart. And every time the teetering ship loweringly pitched down her bowsprit, he turned to eye the bright sun's rays produced ahead. And when she profoundly settled by the stern, he turned behind and saw the sun's rearward place, and how the same yellow rays were blending with his undeviating wake.
Ha! Ha! My ship! Thou mightest well be taken now for the sea chariot of the sun. Ho! Ho! All ye nations before my prow, I bring the sun to ye. Yoke on the further billows. Hello, a tandem, I drive the sea.